Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling.
Welcome back to Van Morrison, bringing us back with perhaps his best song, Moondance. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom is our guest, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, also FDR Goes to War, among other books. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Michigan, and the original historian of our Brain Trust, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, good to be with you today.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bert, you wrote a piece recently where you compared the thinking of President Wilson after World War I with the thinking of President Obama as he contemplated Obamacare. Tell us where the connection is.
Yes, Jim, I think that there is a parallel because you see the same fanaticism for something that is not really workable. President Wilson believed that after World War I, world peace could be secured if we just had all nations get together and talk over their problems in a group. Today we have the United Nations back.
So they were just going to get together and sing Kumbaya and all would be good.
Right, right. League of Nations was what it was called. Yeah, right. Same principle as the United Nations today. Mm-hmm. He thought because any future war would be deterred by having the nations get together and talk over their problems, we'd have a cooling off period.
And let me say this. You can't blame a man for having a notion like that, thinking that if it could work, you got to give it a shot. You can't blame somebody for that.
If that were all there was to it, I think you're right, because at least you could say, well, let's try it.
Right.
But he sacrificed a lot to do that. The United States came in after World War I in a great position to actually help secure a century of peace like we had after the Napoleonic War.
Right.
Because Germany and Britain fought to a stalemate until we intervened. We could have fought to say, okay, we're not going to declare any winners or any losers here. We're going to have everybody go back the way you were, and we're not going to have any harsh treaty like the Versailles Treaty.
Right.
But the thing is, France and Germany wanted that harsh treaty, and they threatened Wilson that we won't approve the League of Nations.
You mean what we want. France and Germany or France and England?
Or France and England, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
France and England threatened Wilson that they would not give him the League of Nations if they did not give him that harsh treaty against Germany so that they could recover a lot for the voters and make it look good.
Right.
And
politics.
Wilson caved into it.
Politics again.
Yes.
Yes.
He caved into them, and so he sacrificed world peace to secure a phantom world peace and thus did great damage instead of help.
So instead of sticking to his leadership principles, he gave in to the political principles.
Well, that's the way he did it. That's exactly the way he did it.
Yeah.
And he abandoned good thinking for this.
We've got a century of this now, haven't we? Of politicians. Go ahead.
Yeah. The 20th century was the worst killing century in world history.
Because of politics more than leadership.
More than leadership. We bring communism into play. We bring fascism into play all after World War I as Germany and other countries protest what was done to them.
Because of an ideological attitude by leaders in the name of politics, in the name of patriotism, whatever. So, all right, so now fast forward to Obama. How does he connect with this?
Well, it's the same fanatic. It's the belief that huge problems can be solved with one stroke of the pen. In other words, we'll get one law in place, and everything's going to be all right. Human nature will change.
And the notion that people love me so much, And I'm so smart, they hang on my every word, so clearly they're going to do what I say.
Well, both presidents believe that. Both of them had huge ovations and enormous amount of public praise from the press. Wilson and Obama both. So, yes, they both thought not only the stroke of a pen and signing that law into effect would make the change, but that their personalities would help make it happen, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so where are we now with Obamacare, with Obama and his administration, his second term?
Right. Well, we know
how the League of Nations turned out. So how's Obamacare's legacy going to be?
Well, probably worse, because the League of Nations, as you pointed out at the beginning, once it was there, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. And once Japan invaded Manchuria, nobody did anything. And then
and his predecessor. Its successor, the United Nations, is equally inept.
Yeah, they're both very inept.
Yeah.
His ideals were not at all realized. But your point is, at least it was tried. And I don't know if you'd be hard pressed to say it did any harm other than it wastes a little bit of money
and inertia because people waited on UN to do something. So what? Get back to Obama.
Well, yes, this is going to be very, very expensive, and it's not even beginning to get off the ground. It was way overpromised.
Obamacare.
The League of Nations and Obamacare are way, way overpromised, and they're going to under-deliver so incredibly that it's just breathtaking in both cases.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Wilson, it was just unbelievable. Wilson could not imagine his program not working.
And President Obama is over the next few months, I think we're going to see that kind of frustration on President Obama's face.
Yeah, I think we will too.
Yeah, and it's starting right now, folks, so pay attention. Tintail right after these messages, right back with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.